Stand by for
Blog Talk Radio.
Stand by for waiting for broadcast to pop up with our Facebook. Those who are on www.livedeliverance.com, good evening and welcome to our mass deliverance session today. We're going to begin in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, how God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Come, Holy Spirit, use me as your oracle. Allow the power of God to penetrate every demonic demon. All demons are now on subject to exit the willing body of the human being tonight. Their free will will move you away. This is a mass deliverance. We put you on notice. You need to leave now or be executed to leave by the authority of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. Lord, your word says, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. We bind all satanic forces in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take authority over voice bouncy electronic spirits that will try to block this teaching of mass deliverance. Yet Michael the archangel, when contempting about the body of Moses, thus not bringing a railing accusation, but said, Satan, the Lord rebuked you, Jude 1:9-10. We thank you for the hedge of protection according to Job 1:9-10. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will move upon the hearers so that they can be free from all demonic spirits. It is not me doing it, but their faith in you and my belief in you, that we come together as one to believe in my name, you shall cast out devils. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. First thing we need to start off with is got to deal with unforgiveness. Don't come up in here talking about you want some deliverance and you don't want to forgive nobody. So that ain't going to work. I remember years ago when me and Sister Durden, we had an office, and the Lord was telling me to move out that office. And I obeyed him because I sure saved $1,000. He knew what he was doing, because when them internet bills was coming in, I had to pay him. But we had a husband and wife. And the poor husband was just beat down. You can see this, the guilt, the shame. And I said, what's the problem? He said, she won't forgive me. And she was first in line to get deliverance. And I said, the Lord told me she ain't ready for the children's bread because she hasn't forgiven. If you want deliverance tonight, I'm not delivering you. The name of Jesus of Nazareth is delivering you. I'm just the messenger. I will agree that the Lord Jesus is delivering you. Ain't no my anointing. I ain't with none of that. It's the Holy Ghost. Ain't nothing but my anointing. I can be replaced. I'm a soldier. Soldiers die. That's why you always see me with a dog tag on. I was a soldier in the flesh and one in the spirit, and I can die. But the captain of salvation is Jesus. That's what we need to look at tonight. And believe in your heart that you'll be free from evil spirits, but you first got to forgive. Isaiah 59:1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ears heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities, that's sins, have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. That's also in Micah 3:4. He can't hear you. So you can't come to some deliverance, go on back and get it right with whoever you do. If you don't know who they are, if you can't call them, then say, Lord, I really repent of it. Do that. Jesus requires us to do that in Matthew 5:23. Therefore, if thou bring thy gifts to the altar, and there remaineth that thy brother have an ought against thee, leave thee thy gifts before the altar, and go thy way first, and reconcile to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gifts. So you need to ask for forgiveness. If there's any root of bitterness in you, you're not going to be able to get deliverance. You got to get free from it. Ask the Lord to forgive you. If you know that you have deliverance, you have bitterness in you. Ye have not resisted to blood, striving against sin, and ye have not forgotten the exhortations which spoken unto you. My children, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. You must allow God to rebuke you tonight, ask you to forgive you. Look indignant, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up trouble you. You can't get deliverance if this thing springs up trouble in you, and it defiles other people. That's people in the room that's listening right now, and thereby many be defiled. You husbands who's trying to get deliverance, you get to go get it right with your wife, because your prayers will be hindered. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Hindered from what? Bitterness, unforgiveness. So I'm saying this so we can clear the airway so you can get deliverance. We're going to break curses. Jesus Christ died on the cross, cursing he that hanging on a cross. Christ died for all curses. And we're going to use Galatians 3:13 as the key scripture that will validate this by the last modern day apostle, Dr. Derek Prince. Many revelational breakthroughs that Derek Prince taught me as I teach you. In Galatians 3:13, Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hanging on a tree. Now, a curse does not come without a cause. It has to have a cause to come, Proverbs 26:2. You don't know the cause, so we're going to break curses. And we're going to first, we dedicate our lives to the Lord, ask the Lord to forgive us for anybody. Ask the Lord to show you, anybody in your heart that you got any bitterness against, you're going to have to leave it to the altar. Your anger, you're going to have to leave that here. That got to go because it got to come out. You have to forgive people. You have to forgive people. You can't be bitter against nobody. I don't care what they did. You have to forgive. Christ forgave you. Okay, so let's do this. Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I ask that you forgive me for all my sins, known and unknown. I believe that Jesus Christ died and rose on the third day, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. In Romans 10:9, if thou should confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that Jesus is Lord, thou shalt be saved. I believe in my heart, and I now confess you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life right now. I rededicate my life to those who have backslid it. Lord, I am sorry. I repent. In the name of Jesus, now forgive yourself. Renounce all of your sins that you know. Let's break curses. Lord Jesus, I come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I ask that you break all curses on my mother's side and on my father's side, all the way back to Adam and Eve. I ask the curses that I don't know be broken and that I do know be broken. I break these curses based on Galatians 3:13. I believe these curses are not broken. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you have had any problems in your past, present, or future with unsubmissiveness, and you're struggling with it, you got a demon. Unteachableness, defensiveness, argumentativeness. If you have dabbled with any of these objects of representation of Wicca, which is the oldest religion on earth, or Satanism, witchcraft, Ouija boards, more than one, two, or three times, you got some demons, or you got a transfer of spirits. Channeling, table tapping, light as a feather, reading your palm, crystals, automatic writing analysis where demons take over and start writing and tell you events in the future to make profit, crystal balls, Halloween and pagan holidays, fairies and native spirits, reading tea leaves, coffee ground, dripped wax, sorcery, horoscope, astrology, fortune telling, visionary dreams, runes, spells, curses, astral projection, Bloody Mary, that's going in the room, shutting the door at night at 3 in the morning and saying Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary 6 times. You will see Bloody Mary. Don't do it. Try it if you want to. You will open a door of demons. It's real. Well, why did he say it? Because it's real. Narcomancy, that's communicating with the dead. Seances and channeling, you need deliverance. Black magic, white magic, green magic, water watching, spell books, secret oaths, remote views, tarot cards, sealed vows. If you dealt with yoga, transcendental meditation, martial arts, psychotometry, clairvoyancy, voodoo, visualization, guided imagery, you need deliverance. Holistic health practices, mind control, psychokinesis, Eastern meditation, meditating on anything than the Word of God, trance, levitation, mind spirits, demons talking to you at night, constantly talking to you, clairvoyancy, thought meditation, telekinesis, biorhythm charts, numerology, false tongues, ESP, biofeedback, psychokinesis, numerology. If you're having problems with addictions such as food, sleep aids, sex, diet pills, workaholic, alcoholism, spending money, caffeine problem, drugs, gambling, tobacco, internet video games, obsession, compulsion disorder, schizophrenia, double-minded, arrested development, mind-binding spirits, you have demons. If you've been affected and constantly over and over with daydreaming, memory gaps, multiple personality disorder, AD&D, confusion, distraction, hearing voices, those are spirits. Fight them back. Offensive rock and rap music, occult movies. Stay away from occult movies. Blood packs, black packs, spilt salt, lime, Satanism, broken mirrors. If you dealt with self harming yourself, cutting yourself, that's a Mark 5. That's a door to suicide. If you have vanity, stealing, gossip, lying, greed, critical spirit, stubbornness, cursing, foul mouth, ask the Lord to deliver you from these things tonight. Fear, heaviness, nightmares, loneliness, fear of man, stress, anxiety, worry, lack of trust, depression, paranormal, doubt, blackness, loss of memory. There's 15 people that have memory loss. Those are demons. We got feeling worthlessness. Now, this demon has been hitting a lot of pastors and a lot of people lately. Anger. Under anger. These are demons under anger. Rage. Frustration. Envy. Competition. Strife. Revenge. Unforgiveness. Hatred. Bitterness. Jealousy, physical abuse, emotional abuse, pride demons, arrogance, boastfulness, defensiveness, overbearing, controlling. Any occult books, renounce, burn them up according to Acts 17:17, and throw them out of your house. If you've been involved with any of these secret societies, you're going to have to let them go. Now, I'm getting a lot of emails with people talking about, I'm a Mason. I'm going to stay a Mason. Let me tell you something. I'm going to show you in the Bible why God don't want you doing this. I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 12, verse 47. Matthew 12, 47. a lot of people are getting caught up into this stuff, and they won't let it go. Freemasonry, Rainbow Girls, Aryan Nation, Daughter of the Niles, Dolly Molly, Ku Klux Klan, Shriners, Eastern Stars, Job's Daughters, Skinheads, all black fraternities, white fraternities, your Soros sister, your frat brother. Now, the Bible says in Amos 3:3, how can two come together unless they agree? Now, Jesus gives a specifically perfect example of a true family. Now, some of you may be offended saying I'm anti-physical family. No, I'm not. I'm more spiritual family than physical family, because Jesus was, even though that he created the family, the spiritual family is always first. And you can't be in line with someone who's a Alpha, Kappa, A, or whoever, and he your frat brother, and he a Satanist. He can't be your brother, light and dark don't match. Even Jesus says this now. Look at this in Matthew 12:46. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without desiring to speak with him. Now, his mother and his brother got mad at him in the flesh, at Jesus. This is the mother now. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brother stand without desiring to speak with thee. They was mad at him. He said, hey, man, they ain't speaking to you. Let me show you what Jesus said. But he answered and said unto him who told him, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples. He didn't stretch forth his hand toward his mama. Although mothers and fathers, we have to honor Ephesians 6:1. I didn't say not honor. But spiritually, Jesus recognizes those who are in him first than the physical. Here's why. He stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. This is why 2 Corinthians 6:17, you have to come out from among them and be ye separate and test not that unclean thing. You can't make an agreement with a fraternity. I ain't no special force, and I ain't none of that. Don't send me nothing about no special force and what I was and this and that. I'll cut all ties of all that. I'm a Christian. Now, if you have a lot of religious demons in you, there are a lot of people who have religious demons watching people, making sure they don't make a mistake. Those are eyeball demons. And look at you and see what he's doing. And finding, and you're going to find a scripture that the person broke. That's legalism. A lot of you have a spirit of legalism that needs to come out tonight. Okay, Mormons, if you've been involved with these type of religious affiliations, you definitely have demons. Mormons, Children of God, Scientology, Rosicrucianism, Theopathy, Bahu'u, Zenism, Ekandar, Atheism, Curses of Miracles, the Druid Celtic Religion, Unification Church of Reverend Sun Yun Moon, Umbapakapa, Church of Satan, Christian Science, Swastikaism, Hare Krishna, The Way International, Mythology, Anthropology, Carbonusalism, Rastafarianism, that's here in Jamaica, Rastas, that's in Scripture, Jehovah Witness, they didn't all messed up. They didn't predict that Jesus Christ coming so many times, they don't even know which one to get it right. Stay away from this mess. They believe that Jesus and the devil is brothers. That's crazy. Sentero, that's an Eastern art here in the Caribbean that's very heavy in Haiti. It uses Catholic eunuchs, the Virgin Mary, and demons transfer themselves into them and possess a person for particular powers. Islam, which leaves out Jesus of Nazareth, you have to eat of his bread and drink of his blood to be a Christian. Edward Casey, Science of the Mind, Spiritism, Voodoo, Polymali, Hinduism, these things are really what open you up. Sexual sins such as adulteries, lustful thoughts, prostitution, homosexuality, fornication, masturbation, cyber sex, pornography, desire for abnormal sex, stripping. Now, if you've had any of these manifestations, and you may have them as we go through deliverance, just keep blowing. Sudden onset of confusion, smelling strong, foul odors, unexplained accidents, sudden weaknesses, episodes of unusual strength, seeing dark shadows, sudden onsets of sleepiness. That happens when you do deliverance, especially when teaching the word. The spirit of slumber will try to block you. So don't let it block you. Amen. All right. Let's begin. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask that those be delivered. Just blow. You may yawn. You may cry. I don't know what where you're at and what's going on. But blow is an act of faith. Spirit means breath. You may feel bumps coming out. You may yawn. You may cry. You may scream, but let it out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all demons of bitterness, anger, leave, anger, go. Come on out. Blow it out. Anger, bitterness, hatred, unforgiveness, violence, temper, anger, retaliation, murder. Come out. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All spirits under rebellion, self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submissive, come out of me in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Strife, contention, backbiting, arguing, quarreling, fighting, come on out. Legalism, eyeballing people, watching folks to make sure they live in a Christian life while you got all kind of sin. That's called legalism. Get out of that. Come on out. Legalism. Lord, he's saying, legal. Come out of that in the name of Jesus. Argumentative spirits, come out. Ooh, Lord, there's a lot of argumentative spirits here. Come on out right now. Get out of people. Irritation. People are not patient with people. Come out. Demons of confusion trying to create arguments with loved ones. Come out. Spirit of confusion, come out. Come out in the name of Asmodeus. Come on out right now. Debopius, come on out of there. Gabagoofus, come out. Come on out, Gabagoofus. Come on out. Familiar spirit, come out. Come out. Come out. All transferred spirits through movies, come out. Lord, release everyone who had sex with a person, ask them to bring to get their spirit out of them, to leave. Come on out right now. Come on out. Go. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Spirit of judging people, criticism people, fault finding. Come out of there. Come on out. Leave them alone. Fear of rejection, self-rejection, rejection from the womb. Come out. Rejection from mother or father. Insecurity, inferiority, self-pity, loneliness, timidness, shyness, impatient. Come out now in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, selfishness. Blow it out. Come out. Go in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Leave the person out. It's an act of faith, brothers and sisters. You ain't feeling nothing. Just blow. The Lord's saying, y'all saying, I don't feel nothing. You ain't going to. It's an act of faith. Just get it out. It will go if you believe. Jesus says, all things are possible to him that believes it. Mark 9:23. Let's go. Withdraw. Come on, withdraw sudden sadness, daydreaming, fantasy, talking to yourself. Come on out of there. Demons talking to yourself. Come on out. Talking to yourself. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on out. Talking to yourself. I see you. Come on out of there. Come on out talking to yourself. Come on out. Come out. Come on out. Come on out talking to yourself. Escape. Come on out. Escape. Come out. Depression. Come on out. Despair. Despondency, coming out. Discouragement, come out. Let's go. Go in the name of Jesus. Feel defeated. Feel dejection. Feel like you are hopelessness. You messed up your life. Your life is not messed up because God got you on this earth. Think on good things, not nothing negative. If you're getting any negative thoughts coming, he's talking about me. He pinpointed me. Those are demons telling you, and I'm only doing what the Holy Spirit says. They'll have you to hate me. They will have you to hate me. I've experienced that. They'll try to have you to confront me, and I'm going to go the other way because I've seen these type of spirits and what they do. Amen? So I don't take it personal. Just don't, as long as they don't allow you to do it. Amen? Heaviness, come on out. Let's go. All forms of heaviness, gloom, burden, being disgusted of life. Come on out. Come on out. Lord, I'm not worthy. Come on out. Spirit of condemnation, come on out. All forms of condemnation, come out now. Worrying, come on out. Spirit of worrying, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Romans 14:23. Ask the Lord to forgive you because worrying is not faith. Anxiety. A lot of people suffering anxiety. The spirit is attacking people through this pandemic. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon shall form that will allow you, that could be make you prosperous for God. God is with you. Ruth 2:12. You are under his wings. Ruth 2:12. Anxiety, Ruth 2:12. Fear, apprehension, come to Ruth 2:12. There's a lot of people who don't have no rest. They can't sleep. There's a lot of people fighting with inability to sleep. There are some veterans here with PTSD. Come on out. There's 15 veterans. Come out. One Special Forces, one U.S. Army, four Army Rangers, and one Marine. Come on out. Let's go. He's born again and saved. All right, soldier. Step it up. Blow it out. Come on. Blow it out. I talk to you different. You my level. Come on. Come on out. Blow it out. Get it out. Whore. Come on out. Get them out. Come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on out. Anger. Come on out. Come on out, anger. Come on out. Anger. Come on out. Come on out. Anger. PTSD. Combat stress. Come on out. All veterans are under combat stress related. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. PTSD. Leave the veteran. Leave. And anyone who's suffering from PTSD, it's for all. Come on out. Come on out. Veterans, non-veterans, post-traumatic stress disorder. Come on out. Come on out, come on out, come on out, out, out. Frustration, come on out. False burdens, false responsibilities, false companionship. Come on out. Grief, come on out. Sorrow, heartache, heartbreaking, sadness, cruelty to others. Come out. Fatigue, always tired, weariness, lazy. Come out in the name of Jesus. Also, people, there are some people that go to sleep using sleep for escape. Don't do that. Deal with the problem. Ask the Lord to deal with it. Amen? Don't do that. Spirit of gluttony. Lots of people hearing me having this problem. Nervousness, compulsive eating, frustration, idleness, self-pity, self-reward. Come on out. Sexual impurities, lust, fantasy lust, masturbation, homosexuality, lesbianism, adultery, fornication, incest, harlotry, rape. Come on out. All forms of cult, come out now. Jehovah Witness, come out. Break ranks with the Jehovah Witness, renounce it. Christian Science, come out. Rosicrucianism, Theosophy, Eurotrucianism, Mormonism. There's someone in here that Ra, Sun God, renounce him and come out. Come out of him. Ra, Sun God, come out. That's looking into the glazing of the eyes of the sun and seeing demons. Religious demons, ooh, Lord. Pharisee spirits. Know all, can't nobody tell you nothing. You just know the scripture. You got to answer. You don't know the Bible now. Can't show nobody not one scripture, but you the man. Pharisee spirit, coming out. Ritualism spirits, formulation demons, legalism, doctrinal error spirits, come out. Come out, doctrinal error. Fear of God, fear of hell, come on out. Spiritualism, all forms of spiritualism, sight-gazing, gazing, come on out. False religions, all forms, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Rosicrucianism, come on out. Catholicism, come on out. Come on out, Catholicism. That's right, Catholicism. Come on out, praying to Mary. Come out, all Catholics, get out of that. Get out of it. Come on, I'm ex-Catholic. Come on out, renounce your saint. Your saint is a demon. You don't pray to Saint Anthony. That was my demon for many years. I was Catholic. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother God, pray for sin, now not death. Amen. Not in the Bible. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned, and what have you done? Well, I fornicated and drunk some liquor and cussed my mom out. And, what you mean you fornicated? And he over there getting off on it. Oh, I haven't been there. I've heard it. Religious spirits. Come on out. All religious spirit, Roman Catholicism, come on out of there. Schizophrenia, come out on the left side of schizophrenic personality, inferiority, come out. Fantasy, lust, harmony, talking to yourself, hearing voices, come on out. Fear of rejection, self-rejection, accusation, anger, bitterness, come on out. Self-accusation, come on out. Fear of judgment, self-pity, false compassion, false responsibility. Depression, despondency, despair, come on out. Discouragement, hopelessness, guilt, condemnation, shame, unworthiness, come on out. Pride, frustration, impatience, come on out. Come on out. Withdraw, talking to demons, come on out. Fantasy, daydreaming, vile imagination, self-awareness, come on out. Come on out. They're after me. They're going to kill me. Shut up, demon. Come on out. Mrs. Francis, don't believe that, ma'am. That they telling you that ain't nobody looking after you, Miss Francis. Yes, ma'am. There's nobody looking at you. Ain't the FBI. I don't even know you. Don't let the demons put that in your mind. The Lord just told me to tell you that. Please, ma'am, fight that. I'm not here to judge nobody. These things are attacking people. I'm getting word of knowledge. And you just blow. You don't worry. Just get them out of you. Get them out of you. And if the demon's making you feel it, I'm directly talking to you. I'm not. I don't know. I'm just hearing the Holy Spirit just going through this. I've done this before, and I've seen the manifestations when we go through deliverance. A lot of people get free, and there's a lot of also attacks because the devil doesn't like this. This is an opportunity to people get free with a mass deliverance where there are two or more gathered. Therefore, I am in the midst. Behold, I give unto you authority to cast out all demons, and nothing shall by any means hurt any of you. Paranoia, let's go. Paranoia. Come on out. Schizophrenia, let's go. Right side of the personality. Self-delusion. Come on out. Stubbornness. Rebellion. Come on out. Accusation. Judgmental. Pride. Unteachableness. Control. Possessiveness. Root. Hatred. Resentment. Unforgiveness. Anger. Retaliation. Murder. Arrested development spirits. Come on out. All arrested development spirits, come out now. Come out. Grown man acting as a child, childlike behavior, unforgiveness, coming out, come out, want it your way, coming out, attention, coming out, everybody look at me, I'm doing this, coming out, let's go, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, coming out, come on out, come on out, come on out, come out, cancer, in the name of Jesus, come out of people, cancer, spirit of cancer, come out, cancer. There's a person that has cancer of the chest. It's gone. Believe in the Lord Jesus. High blood pressure. Loose all of them. Those who have high blood pressure, release. Release the power of the blood of Jesus. Receive your blessing. Be healed in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Be healed. There's someone who has a soreness in their right leg, constant soreness when they walk. It swells up. You need to forgive. That's arthritis. Arthritis is a sign of unforgiveness. Although people do have arthritis, which also generational, break the curse. There's a person who has a problem with sugar and sweets. You have a craving spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come out. Say, come out. I renounce it. Blow it out. You crave for sugar. Blow it out. Blow it out. Okay, we got some people who have spiritual withdrawals of spirit of nicotine, cigarettes. I smell it. Jesus. Come on out. Whew. It's a lot of people. Come on out. People are stressed. Now, there's some Israelis that's listening to me now. I know in Israel, y'all smoke cigarettes over there. Come on now. Drop them cigarettes and trust the Lord. Come on, my Jewish brothers. Let's go. Shalom. Yeshua, the Messiah. Salvation is for the Jew first. Come on out. Then the Gentile. Come out. God does things in decency and order and deliverance. Come on out, come on out, come on out, come out. Let's go. Fear, worrying, worrying. Let's go. I see worrying popping up again. Anxiety, anger, short-tempered anger, quick-tempered anger. Root you out. I root you out. Come out the root. Come on out the root. Come on out the root. Come on out the root. Out the root. Out the root. Out anger. Come on out that root. Pull it from the bottom. Lord, pull it out by the breath of God. We yank it by the fire of God. We speak healing to everyone who hear me. Lord, now there's a lot of people that's not tithing. Man, so I don't like telling folks this. Now, I got to obey God. Y'all need to tithe. You don't tithe, you're under curse. And the Lord is telling me there's many of you God wants to bless. He can't bless you because you don't tithe. You got tithe somewhere. Baby, we do have tithers here, but if you want to tithe here, fine, but tithe somewhere, especially where you get fed, and you can't, y'all can't do that. Malachi 3:9-8 says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me, but ye say, wherein have ye robbed thee? In tithes and offering. Watch this. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. You've been cursed twice because you don't tithe. Every time you don't tithe, that's two curses, four, six, eight. This is why your finances be hindered. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now, wherefore, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. He can't pour out you a blessing because you're not tithing. Now, some of you are not tithing because you've been hurt with pastors. They done pimped you. They done drained you. And then you come to a deliverance ministry and you don't get nothing. And yet we need it. Please don't do that to this ministry. Lord, send me that. As many of you have been fed from this ministry and won't give one dime. Don't do that. I'm not trying to make you feel guilty, but whoever feeds you, sow something. It doesn't, you know, have to be $1 million, $5, $2, but give God something. Put something back into the kingdom. But you do have to tithe 10% of your gross. I tithe to Derek Prince Ministries. And I tithe into Pastor Earl White's ministry. I pay $45 a month so he can stream. I tithe into a minister. He's a deliverance minister. So don't let the Lord, don't let the devil stop you. Well, I ain't giving him nothing. Now he want me to give him something. If you got that thought in your mind, demons, because I'm not saying that. If you'd like to give here, we really appreciate it. But give somewhere, Derek Prince, give where you see power, you see the anointing. Get. Don't be just giving anywhere. Give where it's worth giving. Amen? Okay. All right. Cankerworm spirits, come on out. All cankerworm spirits coming out. Spirit of diabetes. Spirit of diabetes coming out. Go. Let's go. Diabetes spirit, leave. Diabetes, type 1. The Lord saying has an A and B. A and B, come on out. A and B, come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Liver disorder, be healed. Those who have a liver disorder, you are now healed in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. There's a person who have massive headaches. The Lord said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, be healed, go, leave him headaches, leave him now, leave her too, it's two, and him. Leave him in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. There's a Presley Halton. You need to wait on the Lord before you invest in that business. Psalms 37, you need to really wait on the Lord, really wait. Some of you don't know how to wait on the Lord. The Lord is telling me you're getting a lot of trouble if you don't wait on him. Please wait on the Lord. Don't do it yourself. Amen. Be still and know that he's God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, low blood, be healed. Low blood, be healed. Sickle cell anemia, be healed right now. Come out. Sickle cell anemia, come out of him. Come out. There's a person with major hip surgery. Let's listen. Father, we ask you to replace the hip and repair it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There's a person that's addicted to hydrocodone. Get off those things that mess up your liver. That's like crack cocaine. That's synthetic crack cocaine. Get off of it. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All synthetic opioids, come out. Come on out. Spirit of opioid, come out. Pharmaceutical spirit, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out right now. Thank you. Word of knowledge. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. There you go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless everyone. Hope that we had enjoyed. I know that you got free by faith. The just should live by faith. Habakkuk 2:4. For we walk not by sight, we walk by faith. Deliverance is real. You can get deliverance by reading the word. Matthew 8:16. Coming out. Verbal, like I said, go, Matthew 8:32, and with faith, Mark 7:29. You'll listen to Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Make sure when you get off here, go to www.livedeliverance.com. We have Apostle John Eckhart. He's bringing the house down. That's John Eckhart tonight, all night, at www.livedeliverance.com. Now, please go to the lower left-hand corner of our site at www.livedeliverance.com and please sow a seed. I don't tell, hurry up, move quickly. I don't do that. I don't preach all day. Sow a seed and help us out. We are in need. We still need $700 more. And we are in need. I want to thank Brother Sammy Osley for his tithes and offerings. And I want to thank all of the people who have tithed in their offerings, and also thank Brother Tommy and Pastor Rodriguez. God bless you. And thank Brother John for helping me. And thanks, Sister Durden, for being there for me, spiritually assisting me. She's a good a friend of mine is assistant pastor here. Thanks, Sister Sheila, that does all my email, make phone calls for me, cut down a lot of time because people want to talk to me personally. And I used to be able to do that. But the more busier the radio station getting, we're growing. We're getting a lot of people coming back to livedeliverance.com. In a way, being off of YouTube is a blessing because it's bringing people back to my original station that we had. And we got some good stuff on. Amen. All right. Don't forget, sow the seed. Lower left-hand corner, PayPal at livedeliverance.com. God bless you. Come on, join us at 646-378-1857 before we leave. And I have to open up the mic for any commentations. God bless and shalom. Okay, we want to thank you for listening to us here at livedeliverance.com, those who have been listening. We are now going to go back into our radio station with regular broadcast with Apostle John Eckhart. All right, and we now have Chaplain John Durden. You got the mic.
Good evening, everyone. I just pray that you had the spirit to believe what was going on tonight. Brother Emmett, who was following the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I hope that when he said blow, that you did blow. And it may sound kind of silly. I remember years back when I first started, I thought it was the silliest thing I ever experienced. But it's real, y'all. It's really real. God bless you, and don't let the devil fool you. Just blow in faith, and you'd be surprised that you had deliverance. God bless you.
Okay. Oh, we got a lot of people want to hear some praise worship. So God bless. Don't forget to sow a seed. Keep us on air. Let's get praise and worship going.
It'd be crazy if I just don't sleep tonight. But this deep hole I am in, I'm sure I